Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is 6:30.
Let's open with a prayer. Father, what an absolute honor and privilege it is to bow down to you, Lord. Lord, help us to get our minds and thoughts off of ourselves and onto you and to look to you. May we be led by your Spirit this morning, and may we cherish those quiet times, even in a group, Lord, of listening to you and waiting for you and being led as you would lead us to pray, Lord. So guide us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we are in the sixth prayer of the two epistles to the Thessalonians. And on your notes, I summarized the five so far, and you can read those on your own. We've covered those, but as you just read those through with understanding, you will be blessed, I can assure you. And now in chapter 3 of 2 Thessalonians, we have the last prayer, a very brief prayer, a kind of a benediction type of prayer. Again, it simply says, now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Let's begin by singing the love of God, this same familiar song we've sung many, many times. But when we talk about directing our hearts into the love of God, what are we talking about? Are we talking about directing our hearts into the love that God has for us, or the love that we have for Him? And I believe it's both. But let's just sing this song, and you can place whether this it's the love of God coming to us or us to Him. And I believe in this song is pretty much all His love coming to us. But at any rate, let's sing along or listen, whichever you prefer. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell.
Greater power than time.
appreciate the love of God. If that doesn't touch our hearts, I don't know what will. That is something, isn't it? Well, as we have had a review in the last chapter, second chapter of 2 Thessalonians, of the great apostasy and the exhortation to stand fast, and then we had that closing prayer in that little section last week. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. And then Apostle Paul, through the Spirit, is exhorting us to pray. And so this would be especially of interest, I think, to a prayer group. And so verse 1 of chapter 3 reads, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we commanded you." And then we have this prayer for today, this little benediction in this little section, verse 5, which reads, "Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ." Amazing to me, I could only find two verses in the scripture where we have the exhortation of the Lord directing us. All the others are, we kind of direct ourselves to the Lord, but we have two that are in Thessalonians. The first one is in 1 Thessalonians 3:11. "Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you." And then in 2 Thessalonians 3:5, where we are today, "Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ." And so this word direct can also be translated lead. And we have 11 verses in the Bible, all in the Psalms, by the way, where the Lord is being asked us to lead me. Psalm 43:3, I picked just a few of these here. "Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. From the end of the earth I cry to you. I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." And then in Psalm 139, "And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So here is the prayer of the Holy Spirit exhorting the Thessalonians, and of course us, the believers now, that the Lord direct your hearts. The Lord direct your hearts. Where? Into the love of God. So may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God. Now, the love of God is used often in the scriptures, 12 verses, the love of God, and some of these are his love toward us, and some of them are our love toward him. I just picked four here to, as an example, Romans 5:5. "Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." So that is obviously the love of God from him to us poured out into our hearts. Romans 8:39, which you know well, "Neither height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So again, we're talking about the love of God from him to us. Nothing can separate us from that love. In Titus 3:4, "But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared," how was his love manifested toward us? It was through his Son dying for our sins. So there we see that great verse in Titus, "When the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared." Once again, the love of God coming to us. And then in Jude, "We are to keep ourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." And so here we are praying that Paul is praying for the exhortation. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God. Where is your heart this morning? Is your heart even directable today? Are we saying, I'm going to control my own heart and I'm going to do what I want to do? Because that's the rebellious flesh, isn't it? But we want to be dead to that. And we want to say, Lord, just take my heart. Just direct my heart into your love. And may there be just that love coming in and going out. May we be a reflector of that love. And may we look to that love as being directed by the Lord into our hearts. And so may we not have anything in the way that blocks it. What can block it? Sin. Sin can block it very easily. There's always a connection between purity and power, as you know. And sin always separates us from God, certainly from the love of God as well. So just as when we come to the table to remember what he's done for us, if we've got our life filled or even tainted with sin, we're at a distance. We can't get close. And so always repentance, always confession of our sins, because we remain in bodies that choose to sin. We're not slaves to it anymore, as you know, but we still sin, don't we? We still choose to sin, even though often maybe every time we're saying don't do it, but we do it anyway because we want to do it. But here it's keep yourselves in the love of God, as Jude would say, and the Apostle Paul praying that the Lord would direct your hearts into the love of God. So that's the first directive, into the love of God of our hearts. And then the second one is into the patience of Christ. Now that's kind of an interesting request, isn't it? How would you define your heart being in the patience of Christ? Well, I think one of the things it would be that everyone around us would sense his patience in us. We would not be just hyper over the top worrying about every little thing or even worrying about anything, really. He says what? Be anxious for nothing. And everything with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. So the directive here is, Lord, direct our hearts into the patience of Christ. Again, the flesh doesn't want to go there. The flesh doesn't want to be quiet. The flesh doesn't want to wait, does it? I'm doing a little study in Joshua right now, and the things come to mind with Caleb, which you have two things that don't fit. One, a persevering faith on one hand, and on the other, time. And we don't hear anything about Caleb for a 45-year period, 45 years. We don't hear him being exalted up and the leader of the nation, or even leading in any of the fights that were going on, because the Lord was using Joshua for that. But we see his faith not faltering. So we see his patience. 45 years. How's your patience? Doesn't 45 years seem like kind of a long time to wait? Well, most of you aren't alive long enough to even be that long yet, possibly. But we see the patience of Christ. And the patience of Christ. And then I look at it from the other side of what is his patience for me? Oh, how patient he's been. I believe for us all. I don't know, I can't speak for you, but I can certainly speak for myself. He's so patient, isn't he? I am so impatient. I give people about 3 seconds to get right. If not, forget it. And he gives about forever, right? But may the Lord direct your heart into the patience of Christ. In addition to this verse, we have a patience of Jesus Christ, Revelation 1:9, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. So there we have that revelation in verse 9 of chapter 1. And then we have several verses in the Bible regarding love and patience. I just listed 3 of them there. We had this earlier in 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love and patience of hope. Again, we had that faith, hope, and love there. Labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father, which was an awesome prayer. And then in 1 Timothy 6:11, But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. So there is another great exhortation. Paul, in his next to his last letter, in a sense, to Timothy there, says, you, O man of God, flee those things and pursue righteousness. And I think that fits every single one of us. We need to flee those things which would pull us away from the Lord and pursue what is right and what is godly, and that our faith would remain unshaken, and our love and our patience, in accordance with the prayer today, would be directed toward that. And then gentleness, another characteristic there mentioned in that verse. And then in the second chapter, verse 2 of Titus, where we're exhorted for the older men as well as the older women, but here verse 2 is for the men, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience. And so most of us are older. Maybe all of us men in here are older as opposed to younger in a sense, and we are to set an example to all of those, particularly to the younger ones around us. And are we indeed sober? Are we indeed reverent, temperate, sound in faith, and in love and in patience? So the prayer for today then, as Paul wraps this little section up, is now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for all the prayers in the Bible, Lord. We just thank you for your word, and it is so awesome. And we look at it and we say, what does that really mean? And the deeper we dig into it, the more we find we really don't know. Even after we say, oh, I know that pretty well now, but then we also know that it is so profound that we cannot even grasp it. But help us not only to understand, there's some concepts here which are easy enough to understand, but help us to do them, because to really love you, really be directed into loving you with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind sounds easy, but we know it's hard. And Lord, also to be in that patience of yours, Lord, having your patience has to truly be a result of being born again and being led by your Spirit and not by the flesh. So Lord, as we pray this morning, may we have your patience. May we welcome the quiet times, the times of silence as we listen to you. And Lord, that we would pray as you direct us to pray. And Lord, would we save some prayers for the time of small groups where all of us can pray, and may we keep our prayers short so everybody has a chance to pray at least once. And so, Lord, guide us now as you will. You will be leading us. We will be in one accord as we are led by one Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Lead us now in this time of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.